fiery horse with a streak of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the Western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once, his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! On the tail of Black Arrow! Come, Silver! Come!
It was midnight when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the banks of Missouri and turned toward the north. Suddenly, a red glare leaped to the sky ahead of them. As they rounded a bend, they could see a cabin in flames. From inside the cabin, a man's voice called out for help. The masked man and the Indian urged Silver and Scout to greater speed.
Faster, Silver, faster. Get him up, Scout. Only one side of the cabin is burning, Tonto. That man can't be cut off.
Maybe him has.
There's a lot of wood piled up along the bank.
This landing, my boat, Scout.
The fire gets that far, we won't be able to save it. Oh, there he is. There's the man. Climbing out of the window on this side.
See
our steamboat heading in for the landing, Jim O'Connor.
Help!
Trying to get their attention.
Hey there! It's all right, we're playing.
Who are you?
There's no time to answer questions. If you want to save that cordwood on the far side of the cabin, you have to start moving it.
Move it?
Don't you want to save it?
Sure. I just didn't think. I was trying to put out the fire.
The cabin's done for. Come on.
Men attacked the wood pile, and before long, the gap between the cabin was so wide that it was safe from the flying sparks. The steamboat had made a wide circle off the river and was edging into the bank, its nose upstream.
Thanks a lot, masked man. I lost my head again. If it hadn't been for you, all my winter's work would have gone up in smoke.
That's all right. It hurried the fire.
It don't make any difference to me if you're an outlaw or not. You hightail it out of here, and I won't say a word to the captain.
Well, before I go, I'd like to know how the fire started.
I don't know. Might have been Indians.
Indians?
Or an outlaw gang. But I know you didn't have any part in it.
So what happened?
I heard a bunch of horses stop outside and they went for the door. I didn't get that far. They started throwing torches through the window. And from then on, I was stamping out the fire until it got too much for me.
Then you climbed over the window and the other side of the cabin.
That's right.
Do you have any idea who those men could have been?
Nope. The Indians are outlaws. I don't know.
Why should they want to set fire to your cabin?
Search me.
Well, you called for help. What did you expect to answer you?
I heard the steamboat whistle from around the bend.
In the copy. Them tying up the shore.
Yes, Silver.
Yes, Scout?
Yeah, I'd advise you to beat it, Tonto. That's the Betty W., Captain Weston. He's no fire eater. And if he finds you here, you won't miss anything I have to say.
Well, let's hear the men go.
Huh?
The men who set fire to your cabin.
didn't pay any attention.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll find that trail and follow it. Come on, Silver.
No, Silver. Call his horse Silver. That was the Lone Ranger.
What's going on over here?
It's all over now, Captain. Somebody set fire to my cabin.
They did a good job of it. Are you hurt?
Nope.
Thought not. I told you there was no reason for us to stop this tonight.
I heard a call for help, sir.
It was me. I knew you were close, and I figured if you could get here in time, you might help me save the place.
Too late for that now. Mr. Knight, tell the men to cast off.
Captain Weston, now that we have stopped, can't we stay here for the rest of the night and refuel? We'll make better time in daylight. The channel stretches.
No. We'll take on more fuel in the air. We'll reach there in the morning and we'll lay over for a day.
You wouldn't have to lay over at all if
you... You know my orders. There'll be no stops on this run except at the port.
Aye, aye, sir.
I've got to get some new supplies to rebuild my cabin. Can I ride down to Pierre with you?
You pay your fare.
Yeah, sure thing.
Then why not? Mr. Knight?
Aye, aye, sir. Back to the boat, men.
Stand by, sir.
As the steamboat got underway once more, the captain went to his cabin. High above the noise and gaiety of the lower deck, young Jerry Knight stood his watch beside the helmsman. Betty Weston, the captain's daughter, climbed the bridge and stopped for a moment with her hand on the railway, watching his face and scanning the river ahead. Then she walked toward him.
Jerry?
What is it?
You and Paul have had another fight, haven't you?
Not exactly.
What's the matter between you two? He used to be the best friend in the world in life. Please tell me.
Betty, I don't know myself. I admire your father. I respect him. He taught me all I know about navigating this river, and I'm grateful. Somehow, sometimes people change.
You're right.
Yes. Maybe I shouldn't say this to you, but last winter in Fort Benton...
That's when it started.
You got mixed up with some mighty dirty characters. I never could figure out what it was all about, and I tried to warn him. It didn't do any good. I don't have to tell you what he's like when somebody tries to give him advice.
Well, that's
what it is. When spring came along, we started getting the boat ready for the first run. Captain seemed to be his old self again.
Yes, I noticed it myself.
When we left Fort Benton a week ago, something happened before we sailed. Just the night before.
What?
Oh, I wish I knew. I thought he was sick when he came up on board.
Oh,
is that not? Never since then. Oh, it's got me some, Betty. I don't understand him. I don't understand his orders. He used to sail the Missouri at 100 trips in the daytime and 1,000 at night. He always used to tie up when it got dark. Except for tonight, he's only made 2 stops since Benton. Fort Berthold and Fort Abraham Lincoln. No stops except where there's a fort. Now, what's the sense of it?
What?
You have
to get that old
clean. I wouldn't have said it myself, but it's true. Afraid of what, though? He's been afraid ever since that night at Benton.
Oh,
never mind, kid. We'll see him through no matter what it is.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had been scouting the forest around the landing. At last, the keen eyes of the Indian found the track of a single horse, and then...
Only one came a copy. That fellow said gang right up to cabin.
He may have been mistaken. We'll follow the trail.
Get him up, Scout.
Hello, Silver. Where's he, this fellow?
Him ride this way not long ago. Maybe 2-3 hours.
That's too long for the man who kept sight of the cabin.
Ain't 2-3 hours. Time to tell by hook print. And that broken branch. How to tell by leave.
Something strange about this. Perhaps you can tell us the truth about the fire.
See, look. That leads to up ahead.
The horse standing beside us.
Tied
to that tree.
What do you think about leading to, huh?
That man at the landing may have used it as a shelter when he was cutting wood out here during the winter.
Maybe so. Maybe there's somebody inside now.
Come on, Silver.
You be careful. Keep gun ready.
Ready, Silver.
Their footprints. Man go in, carry something. Him come out, not carry it.
Follow me.
He was hopping. On the ground.
Oh, the man. He's unconscious.
And he dead?
No, Toto. He's been wounded, but I think we can save him. There's some kind of mystery about that fire. This may be the only man who can solve it for us. to ask you a few questions.
Oh, sure. I guess you two saved my life.
Well, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Harry Lindgren. The cabin is just a little way from here, on the river.
Your cabin? I see. Go on.
I licked my ribbon cutting wood for the steamboat.
What happened last night, Harry?
There isn't much to tell. About 10 o'clock, a fellow rode up. Called himself Kurt Banner. I was fishing a little grub for him when all of a sudden something hit me. That's all I can remember until I woke up out here and saw you two.
Kurt Banner.
You know him?
We met him. The cabin was on fire and he helped remove your equipment out of danger. He figured out now that it started the fire and we tried to find their trail.
He's a cook himself.
Well, that's certain now. There was no way we could know at the time.
I've read about all the work you've done cleaning up the west, nice man. Why could you have taken prisoner and turned him over to the law?
Not at Landon now.
See, Tyler rode back there while you were still unconscious.
Aren't you going after him?
We're beginning to think he set the cabin on fire himself.
It looks like it to me. Why did he do a thing like that?
It was a sure way to bring the Betty W into the landing. He may have wanted to get on board.
Why?
That's what we've got to find out. We're going to ask him all right, Harry, but not until you're strong enough to ride yourself.
Oh, I'm strong enough now. It isn't too far.
I know it's far, so you can find shelter. Where is that?
A trading post about 2 miles down the river.
Good. We'll leave you there. Then Tyler and I are riding after the steamboat.
Steamboat?
Kurt Banner must have left on it. We'll try to catch him at Fort Pierre.
After the woodsmen had been left at the trading post, the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced on through the forest toward Fort Pierre. It was an hour before sunset when they reined up in the woods near the town. They could see the steamboat and the river in the distance.
That is over. Can't ride your town around your mask, you know, Father.
No. That'd be plenty bad.
But we can't wait until dark. It looks as if the Betty's brother is about ready to leave.
Isn't that right?
It's up to you, Tonto.
No. What do you want me to do?
I'll ask where Kurt Banner is. He's still on board the boat, or if he's in town, or if he's left. If you find him, go to the square, the colonel, or the captain of the boat. Either one of the three. Then you're not here. I want to talk with someone in authority, Kimasabi.
You want Tonto to tell Sheriff? It's Kurt Banner, crook?
I'd rather do it myself. You see, there may be more to this than attempted murder.
Maybe him Black Arrow.
It's possible. If he wears a tattoo mark of the Black Arrow, he may have confederates around.
Maybe Tolok.
If you see him, he won't wait for the law.
Go
on foot. You better leave Scout here.
That's right.
Well, hurry, Junior Sabe. There isn't much time.
Aye,
Junior Sabe. Who's this with you?
It's mate from boat.
Where's Kurt?
Him and Capay near river.
And you're the mate of the Betty Bellamy?
Yeah, but I'm still wondering if the engine told me the truth about you.
You look at horse.
Oh, he's a beauty. Maybe masked friend break gun. Show your bullets.
I'll be glad to.
Well, I guess you are the Lone Ranger, all right. I feel like to help you, but I can't stay here long, last man. We're going on just as soon as the last of the woods on board.
I'll come straight to the point. That man you picked up at the landing is a crook. He tried to murder the real owner of the cabin.
Huh?
He may be even worse than a killer.
There can't be anything worse than a killer.
He may be a traitor.
You mean a traitor to the United States?
Yes.
Gosh, what makes you think that? You got any proof?
The proof is simple. Look for a tattoo mark on his left wrist. The mark of a black arrow. That's all the proof you'll need.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, it's impossible for me to explain. You'll have to take my word for it.
But no, no.
What's the matter?
You must be wrong. Captain Weston.
What about Captain Weston?
He couldn't be a traitor. I know him too well. He can't be.
Are you trying to tell me that Captain has a...
I can't. Captain Weston got the mark of the black arrow himself.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, you see some of the pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. As the Lone Ranger was talking to the mate in the woods near town, Kurt Banner strolled from the cafe to the landing and watched the stevedores as they finished loading the Betty W. Someone touched him on the arm. A tall man dressed in a frock coat and a flowered vest. The soft hat was full low on his forehead. Kurt could see his eyes black and piercing.
Have a man?
Here you are.
Would you like a cigar?
No, thanks.
Isn't that the captain on the bridge?
That's him, all right.
Well,
who are you?
I'd rather talk about you. There's a landing about 20 miles up the river. Cabin burned down there last night. When the Betty W. put in the lend a hand, he got on board.
Had to get some supplies to build a new cabin.
Yeah. Captain seems to be in pretty fair health.
I didn't have a clear.
Too bad.
Honest, I followed orders just like they were giving me, but there wasn't any sand.
You're lucky.
What's that?
Your orders will do the job between the landing and Fort Pierre.
I know.
You were afraid that the captain might get in touch with the colonel of the fort here.
I don't think he has.
I know he hasn't. That's why you're lucky. Looks now as if he intends to take the boat all the way to St. Joe. You travel with him.
I think that's funny. I said it was coming here for supplies. I don't have to go any farther to get him.
Don't you want to cancel the deal yourself?
Sure. Only it's all look funny.
Don't be so self-conscious. There are 200 passengers on the boat. They won't pay any attention to you till afterwards.
What about afterwards?
That's up to you. Ready to finish loading?
Yeah.
Is the light down there? Buster, you civil work, Buster. Where is he now? You don't know soon as this. I give you my orders. We won't wait for it.
Get on board, Kurt. Let's hope you don't fail this time.
I won't.
You know what will happen if you do.
You can depend on me. I'll get the job done tonight.
You understand why I'm telling you this, Matt, man? I can't believe the captain's guilty. But I know he's in some kind of trouble, and if I know you'll help him if you can.
If he isn't guilty.
I'm sure of that.
It all happened last winter in Fort Benton.
Yeah, it couldn't have started before then. If only we spent the winter at St. Joe like we usually do. The lights started forming out. Listen.
You got a warning signal?
They're leaving me behind.
That's right. Obviously, boats swing out into the river.
Well, he must have known I wasn't on board. Of course, his orders were that we sailed as soon as we were loaded. Except that
don't worry about it. I went back into town. I'll get sheriff, arrest Kurt Banning, and get a horse. A good one. We'll wait here for you.
And then what?
You want to catch the boat, don't you?
Yeah.
Better way. The river longs a lot. Tonto can lead us through the fort. We'll reach the next landing ahead of us.
But the captain won't stop at the next landing.
We'll find somewhere to get on board. Now hurry.
No.
What is it, buddy?
What is it? Leave Jerry behind.
Are you near my orders?
Oh, what's the matter with you, anyway?
Don't cry.
Jerry's a great friend. Jerry treated like a total stranger. Like anything, don't they?
Betty. Jerry will find some way to catch up with us.
Oh, it isn't that so much. It's you.
There's something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. When we get to St. Joe, I hope that you and Jerry will get married. When you do, I'm going to put the Betty W in your name.
Oh, no, Paul. This boat might turn up to me. You couldn't.
I don't have any use for it anymore. I'm going away.
You go.
Oh. I'm going, that's all. You have a good husband and a fine boat.
You don't get the whole thing in here. You've got to turn me wrong.
Yes. If I could be sure you'd never find out, I'd give my life. Come on.
Check miners on board the Betty W.
For sure.
There were a dozen men called on up the game plank at the last minute.
Ready, Tonto?
Cover ready. It's getting dark. Can you find your way through the force at night? Come on, Fugger. Send them on up there.
They'll cut back the river now.
You think you're going to wait to get covered?
Oh, we may come in good time.
I can see some lights in the trees. That's where the river is.
Betty W.
They'll follow the bank from their home, doesn't it?
That's right.
We can get to the landing ahead of the boat.
There she is, just coming around the corner.
Hurry, Silver, hurry.
glad to stop, Horseman.
Captain Hunter's cabin on the top deck, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw something up there.
That first patch of light behind the wheelhouse.
The door was open a second ago. I saw two figures struggling.
What's that?
Look, the moonlight's catching him now. The man at the railing.
He's got something in his arm.
Jimmy Thorne over the side.
Another man.
Get around, sir. It's a woman. Come on, Silver. I'm not biting into the river.
The only
only place they ever took me was the Calvert Ranch in Wyoming. It's possible Jed Calvert might be the leader.
Jed Calvert.
That's all I can tell you. All the rest of it, you know better than I ever did.
You have to go on, you know.
Be careful. That's all. They got a whole county under their control there. And they know you're coming somehow. No matter how secret you try to keep it.
You better lie down.
I'm glad to go. If I failed, I'd have to go to jail. This way, maybe Daddy won't have to know about me. Is there any chance of that?
I don't see how that's happening. You've done all you could to redeem yourself. And no reason why I better sit now.
That's why.
Easy.
Goodbye. Good luck. Master. You.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.